In Brewers news, a 3-run home run by Willie Adames in the 9th inning gave the Brewers a 6-5 win on the road in Kansas City Tuesday night. Joey Ortiz and Reese Hoskins pounded homers earlier in the game, but Milwaukee trailed 5-3 going into the 9th. The victory snaps a 3-game losing streak. Jared Koenig gets the pitching victory in relief, and Trevor Megill earns his 3rd save. The teams wrap up the 3-game series this afternoon with the rubber game. Joe Ross is scheduled to start for the Brewers. In Wisconsin football news, the Badgers are ranked 7th in the first Big Ten Conference football power poll. That's 7th out of 18 teams in the new alignment. It's possible Wisconsin could make big improvements this season and still only win 7 or 8 games because of the league's changes. Pollsters say they ranked the Badgers so high because head coach Luke Fickell and his staff had more time to put things together. Expectations center on much improved play by the offensive line. Earning the top spot in the way-too-early poll is Oregon, followed by Ohio State, Penn State, and Michigan. In Bucks news, Bucks guard Patrick Beverley is apologizing for throwing 2 basketballs into the crowd as his team was being eliminated from the playoffs. But he says some Pacers fans crossed the line with their taunts. Beverley says they went too far. He says he passed on an opportunity to have those fans thrown out of the crowd. He says if he wanted to, he could have had 4 or 5 people tossed. In Packers news, the Packers will likely have fewer draft picks when the 2025 event comes to Titletown. Green Bay had 11 picks last month and has had an NFL-high 35 picks over the last 3 drafts. Packers Wire reports the team is expected to receive only 1 compensatory pick in the next draft, and it's likely to be a 7th-round pick for losing offensive lineman Yosh Nijman. In NBA news, Jaylen Brown scored 32 points and the Boston Celtics powered past the Cleveland Cavaliers 120-95 in Game 1 of their 2nd-round playoff series. Derek White added 25 points, included 7 3-pointers to help the Celtics pull away in the second half. Jason Tatum finished with 18 points and 11 rebounds. The Cavaliers went 11 of 42 from 3 and kept pace early. But the Celtics were even more efficient from the outside, connecting on 18 of 46 from beyond the arc for the game. It helped Boston carry a 15-point lead into the 4th quarter. Donovan Mitchell had 33 points for Cleveland, becoming the 4th player in league history with 30 or more points in 6 straight playoff series openers. In other NBA news, Denver Nuggets guard Jamal Murray has been fined $100,000 by the NBA, but avoided a suspension for what the league described as throwing multiple objects in the direction of a game official during live play. Murray threw a towel and a heat pack onto the court from the bench late in the 2nd quarter of Denver's 108-80 loss to the Wolves. Minnesota leads the best-of-7 series 2-0, and games 3 and 4 are in Minneapolis this weekend. The Nuggets were frustrated when the officiating as they allowed the Wolves to take a big lead in the 2nd quarter. In MLB news, Cardinals catcher Wilson Contreras broke his left forearm when he was hit by a swing during their game against the New York Mets. Contreras got hurt when J.D. Martinez at the plate in the 2nd inning. After he was clipped by Martinez's swing, the 3-time All-Star tumbled over in obvious pain and then jogged away before sitting down while was examined by the St. Louis training staff. Martinez was awarded first base due to catcher's interference. The team said Contreras had a left forearm fracture, and Ivan Herrera took over behind the plate. I'm Michael Hernan.
And a final in that Brewer game from today as Kansas City got the win over the Brewers 6-4. As Kansas City, it was a back and forth. Milwaukee scored first with a run in the top of the 1st inning, but then it would be the Royals returning with 2 of their own in the bottom of the 1st. After that, the Royals would get another run in the bottom of the 6th, while the Brewers would get a run in the top of the 7th. Kansas City would then answer with three more runs in the bottom of the eighth, and the Brewers had two runs in the top of the ninth. It just wasn't enough, as they fell 6-4 to Kansas City today. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.